Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara on Ayin Tes Amud Beis. We're 6 lines from the bottom with the words of Yom Erchat. Our learning is once again sponsored by Eloi Nishma Shalam Espas Yaakov, the Neshama Shiravan Aliyah. So the Mishnah is discussing different examples of Nedarim that were Inui Nefesh. So the Gemara quoted the Mishnah, which says, Yom Erchat, if I decide to bathe. So the Gemara says, Heichi Kamar, what exactly did she say? Meaning, we're discussing the idea that she was making it Talay B'davar Acher. So what exactly was going on over here? She made it a conditional on something else. What was this something else that we're discussing? So Zok the Gemara, now, Ilema de Amra Konem Peros Olamalai Im Erchat, if you're going to suggest that she said that the fruits of the world, the fruits of the world are going to be Konem on me if I decide to bathe, Lama La Hafara, why would that require Hafara? How does that imply that that is something which is inui nefesh, that her husband has the ability to be made for such a neder? Lo tirchatz, the lo litzra and peros olam alai, we should assume that she should not be able to bathe, and then the fruits of the world will not become muster to her. By mentioning bathing as only the tnai of the neder, but not as the neder itself, the Mishnah seems to be implying that if a person is not going to be bathing, that's not considered inui nefesh because it's only part of your tnai. Any restriction that is based on a tanai, so then that can also be that we tell you not to bathe, and then that would, why would the husband allowed to be able to be made for such a neder? So the Gemara says, so then, ve'od, and another kasha, beha lema Rabbi Yossi ein elu nidrei nefesh. So that line, Rabbi Yossi says, these are not considered a self-afflicting neder in which the husband can be made for. Maybe why she might be bathing, and then the protest of the world will become usher to her. How can Rabbi Yossi suggest that the neder itself is not considered something which is not inui nefesh? One could argue, what do you mean? That the Gemara just said that the husband should not be entitled to be made for such a neder because it's based on a tanai. So that apparently, the Gemara is assuming, the Ran points out, that seems to not be what Rabbi Yossi is arguing. Had he meant this, he would have just said that he's not able to be made for such a dar. Right? The layachol but the Gemara doesn't use those lashon. He says ein elu dirim ein elu nidrei inu nefesh. So that implies that he agrees with the Tanakama that we are really concerned that she might in fact bathe, but he's understanding that that neder itself is not considered inu nefesh. But that is a problem because not eating the peros olam definitely is inu nefesh. So we can't explain the machlokas like that. So the Gemara suggests another explanation. What exactly could be the neder? So says the Gemara. Ve'ela de amra konem hanas rechitza alay la'olam im erchat. So now we've given a better answer. Here we're saying that the hana of bathing, excuse me, is going to be konem to me forever if I bathe. If I bathe once, then forever all of the bathing is going to be asur to me. So therefore, the bathing the first time is not asur to her, but once she does bathe, all other bathing would be asur. So therefore, mishim halchei mefer la. So therefore, he'd be able to be made for such an eder. De'echi tavin, what should she do to avoid? This is like a manashach. If she's going to tirchat, she's going to bathe. Mitzra anas rechitzala. Then she forever is going to be usher to bathe. However, in this example, then lo tirchat. So then she'd be avoiding the bathing, which is part of her ikar tanai. Then isla nivula. Then she would become very smelly, right? It's not good to not bathe. So the Gemara is now, apparently, the Ran points out, that the Gemara now is understanding that refraining from taking a bath, that would be inui nefesh. So why did the Mishnah not simply say, the Ran asks, why didn't she just simply say that she's ushering herself from bathing? Why are you making a tnai then if she decides to bathe? Because the Ran says, the Tan is giving us an additional chiddush, that even though the first act of bathing really be'etzim is mutter, so therefore I would have thought maybe it's not in the jurisdiction of the husband to be able to be made for such an eder. No, kamash balan, that based on the shita of the Rabbanan, which we're going to see on Peites, Amud Beis, that a neder which is taloi on a fulfillment of a tenai that is able to be have a farah even before the actual before the tenai is actually done. So as long as that itself, if the tenai, if the issue itself would be something which causes inui nefesh, then the husband, it is in the jurisdiction of the husband to be able to make for such a neder. That's the whole chiddush over here. And what about Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi savar, efshar de lo rachta, that it is potentially possible for her not to bathe, and he's not concerned that she's going to be, that he doesn't consider refraining from bathing to be something which is considered inui nefesh. So the Gemara asks that really true, ihachi, if that's the crux of what Rabbi Yossi is trying to say, so then, litni hachei Rabbi Yossi omer tanai ze ein boi nefesh. Why did you say this tanai that you're mentioning does not have inu nefesh? by saying Rabbi Yossi says ein elu divrei ein elu inu nefesh. So Mishnah seems to be implying that had the actual neder involved an issue, which is something of which is inu nefesh, Rabbi Yossi would fundamentally have agreed that the neder could be done through hafara. It could be removed. So if that's the case, so that's clearly not the case over here. Since the neder was dependent upon a tanai that itself was not considered inu nefesh, according to Rabbi Yossi, the way we're on a tights right now is that not bathing, abstaining from bathing, is not considered inu nefesh. So that should not be something which you should be able to remove. That's not the way we're explaining Rabbi Yossi. So that lashon Rabbi Yossi doesn't work with this. So that's the problem over here. So the Gemara therefore is asking that it should have better lashon that inu nefesh is not a right phrase of shitas Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella da amra. So we give a different explanation. Rabbi Yossi must assume hanasr chita laila ola mimercha tayom. Rather, she says the pleasure of bathing is kodem to me forever if I bathe today. So the Tana Kama understands that not bathing even for a single day is considered dina nefesh, whereas Rabbi Yossi understands that that wouldn't be. Rabbi Yossi suffered nivel dechad yom alosh me nivel, that not bathing just for one day alone, that's not considered a problem of inoy nefesh, and therefore that's not a problem, and therefore according to Rabbi Yossi, you cannot, the husband is not in jurisdiction to be able to be made for such a neder. So that's the shita of Rabbi Yossi, and that's how we understand the machlokas right now between the two of them. So that's how we understand the Gemara. Now turning on to payment base. Now the Gemara says, Shani so im erchat. So now you've at least answered the case when you say im erchat. He said, right, anas tashmisha, anas rachitalai, if I bathe today. So therefore, he's abstaining from bathing, which according to Anakama is an idu nefesh. Im lo erchat seichidami. So what would be the case where she does not bathe? What was the neder made by the woman when she makes it tonight based on the fact that she's not bathing? If we would say that the pleasure of bathing should be forbidden for me forever if I do not bathe today, why should she be required to do hafar in that case? Let her bathe today, and she will not be forbidden to bathe forever. So Zakti Gmar Amar Yehuda, the Amra Anas Rechita Laila Olam Im Lo Erchat B'mei Mishra. The Mishnah means to say that the pleasure of bathing is kodem to me forever if I do not bathe in flax water. So flax water, which is something which apparently is very smelly. So according to that, the neder would not leave her any way to avoid the inu nefesh. Because if she decides to bathe in the flax water, that would smell terrible. And if she doesn't, then she's avoiding bathing. That's also not good. And therefore, that's why it's neder inu nefesh. So the Gemara says, "Tekavasek dektani lois kashes." But wait a second though. What would be the Mishnah which says, I'm not going to be adorning myself, so what should that come out to be? Im lo kashas beneft, that should mean that she's, if I do not adorn myself, and neft is something which is also is very like dirty and disgusting to put on. So the Gemara says, lich lichu, that's not the right term of iskashas. Iskashas means adorn yourself, to beautify yourself. There's no such thing as using the term beautify yourself with mud. That's making yourself look disgusting, look terrible. So therefore, that is not, that cannot be the hemshech of the Mishnah. So therefore, it says the Gemara, Amar v'Yehuda, De'amar tanas rechitza la'olam alai im erchat hayom. We must understand the Mishnah's first case, that she says, the pleasure of bathing is kodem to me forever if I bathe today. Shvuah shel erchatz. And the second Mishnah is talking about a shvuah that I'm not going to bathe. So now we're explaining that the im is not really if, but rather it's understanding, like im kestes talves avirashas, there's three places where im is actually not a reshus. So it's really the solution of like the im kestes talves, it's like, for sure, you should be lending people. So that's us over here. So the Rana is explaining that which understanding, im lo erchatz is not involving a tanai. We're no longer understanding that it's limited to one day. The Gemara had originally understood that it was that case. Now the Gemara is moving on to a different understanding that im lo erchatz is meaning a shvua that I'm not going to be. That's the new explanation of the Gemara right now. So Rabbi Yossi could not have addressed this tonight by telling us that both cases are understanding. The second case does not involve inu nefesh. So therefore, the Gemara is re-understanding that without limiting the condition for bathing for one day. That's how we're understanding it. So the Gemara says that it's a lashon of a shvua. So hanas kishu alai l'olam imiskash esayom. So the first case means that she says that the pleasure of being doing kishud, of making herself, beautifying herself to her, is going to be usher if she adorns herself today. Ushva shalos kashes and shalos kashet. And also the Mishnah means to say that she has a shvua that I will not adorn myself. So Amar Ravino Ravashi, hi. But if that's the case, the Mishnah should tell us that these are nadarim that may be have a fara, should have been phrased, these are nadarim and shvuas that may have a fara. Why are you not mentioning the lashon of a shvua over here? So Amar Leisi responds, Tane, elu nadarim u shvuas, you should amend the Mishnah to understand these are nadarim and shvuas that may have a fara. The Yibayseim, we know, Afar applies to both Shavuos and sort of Zatara, Shavuos and Nedar. The Yibayseim are Shavuos, Nami, Ainu, Nedarim. That Shavuos are also Nedarim, just not, as we learn in the Mishnah, Kenidr, Risharim, Nedar, Benazir, Vekarbon of Shavuos. If a person says, the Mishnah is talking about a case of a Yad, where someone is wants to be have a Yad, who doesn't have a complete verbalization of what he was saying, so Lach is, as long as the complete Lashon that he could have been infirm for what he said, inferred from what he said, then the statement that he makes is going to in fact be a shvua of or a neder. So the Mishnah describes three different cases in which this applies. One is if a nazir is passing, and the guy says kenidre rishayim, kenidre nedarim kerishayim ani. So he becomes a nazir because his intent clearly was to be like this person. So similarly, if someone sees an animal that would be acceptable as a korban, and he says kenidre rishayim alai, so the rest of the statement. So you have to bring a korban. Also, you have to bring a korban. So the same concept would apply in the case of you have a piece of bread which is before him, and he declares kenidre rishayim if I do not eat it in lo ochal. So he's asked by a shvua to eat that loaf of bread because this is on the gavra. It's on him not to eat it, not on the chefza. So therefore, this is also a lashon of a shvua, is inferred from the case that he says kenidre. So we see, understand that sometimes over here the person uses a statement kenidre rishayim, and it still means really like a shvua. So that case is really like a shvua. So that's why over here, we find sometimes the darim and shvuas are interchangeable. So now the Gemara questions whether this is the case when it comes to going back to inu nefesh. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbanan rachita ispa inu nefesh ki lo rachta." Did the Rabbanan really understand that a person is considered inu nefesh, self affliction, if she did not bathe on that day or a minu? But wait, the Brisa tells us, "Afa pisha aser bekulan," even though someone is aser in Yom Kippur to do all of the Chamei Shinuyim. We know on Yom Kippur there's an Isser to it's Machlokas, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam, the Mice, I believe, if they're all Aser Dereis, it's not Karis, or not even Aser Dereis, only Darabanan. But either way, meaning eating and drinking, we know, is an Isser Dereis, an Isser Karis. However, the other ones, anointing, and washing, and bathing, and Tashmish, those three things are, the other three are a Shaila. So that we understand, Enosh Karis, Elabokha, Shosav, Malacha, Bavad. That only kind of mechayev karis, as we just mentioned for the previous ones, but they're all aser. So now the Gemara points to that's machlokas again if it's aser deraisa or not for the other ones, but the iser of karis for sure is only for eating. So viyamart kilo rafseika inoy. But if you're going to tell me that when she does not bathe, that's called inoy, so then viyamart kipurim kirachat zechayev karis. So why isn't that an iser deraisa which you would be chayev karis for? Because we said benisam and aser seichem, and right, someone who doesn't do this is going to be v'nichrasa nevashimah meh. It's going to be chayev karis. So why don't we assume if someone decides to be, that's just like eating and drinking, that's considered a violation of affliction, and you should be chayev kares. So says the Gemara, Rava, minyana dekra. From over here, look at the lashon in the text of the Mishnah, of the Pesukim. Gaba yom kippurim dechsev ta'anus nashos sechem. The Pesuk says regarding yom kippur, you should afflict yourselves. Milsa diyada in idio hashta. That Pesuk is telling us something whose affliction is recognized at the time. Meaning, that will be recognized in the day of Yom Kippur, like eating, that shows you that that's inoy. Aber rachitza lo yada inoy hashta. When it comes to bathing, that's not included, for it is not, it's affliction that does not become known all at one time. Gabi nedarim nechsev kol neder v'chol shvuas yisar l'anas nafesh. Nedarim, which it says, any neder, shvua, to afflict yourself. Milsa de aysele lide inoy. The basic song is something that leads to inoy. V'chilo rachta aysele lide inoy. And if she does not bathe, it would lead to affliction. And neder prohibiting bathing is also included. So that's why it's different. So the Gemara points out, though, going back to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, for Rami Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Yossi, we can ask a kasha even within the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says now. What is that? Mayan shel b'nei ha'ir. If you have a spring that aren't, it's coming from a city, it belongs to the residents of the city. That's the halacha over there in Bava Metzia. So the Gemara says, so Mayan shel b'nei ha'ir, chayein v'chayei achirim. So there's not enough water for both cities. The halacha is chayen kobin l'chayei achirim, that they're allowed to drink first. The Gemara Bava Metzia learns this out from the pasuk which says v'chayei achicha imach, and we learn imach is only with you, meaning that you come first. Chayecha kodmim, that you come first, and then only afterwards is your brothers. Behema v'ema achirim. If you have your own animals and the other animals, so then behem tam kodin l'chayim. Similar halacha, that your own animals come first. You take precedence. Kvisas and kvisa achirim, they're all laundering and laundering of others. Kvisas and kremes and kvisas achirim, the laundering also takes precedence. Chaya achirim kvisasan, you have to choose between the lives of others and their own laundering. The people in the other city need water to drink. The people in the city, they have enough, but they just want it for laundry. So then the lach is chaya achirim kodem kvisasan. Since it's obviously something which is a life issue, you need it to continue drinking, to continue living. So that, and obviously laundering is not, that's not going to be a problem. And that meaning that should be the other city comes first. No, even your own laundering would take precedence over the lives of others. He's understanding that the distress by refraining from laundering is considered a major distress, a major issue, and that's why it should even come before the other people drinking. So now the Gemara is fleshing out the kasha. Hashta kvisa amar biyosi yesh patsar. So isn't it pashut that if the idea of laundering involves not even laundering, he's calling that tsar. That's major suffering, turning on to pay alaf amar alaf now. So then, goof kulo lo kol shekin. It wouldn't you say the more so for abstaining from bathing the entire body? Shouldn't that obviously be called inui nefesh? So the Ram just points out that the Gemara doesn't also ask the Rabbanan. There seems to be a steer in the Rabbanan also. Because even though they understand that refraining from bathing is inui nefesh, they understand that wearing unlaundered clothing is not inui nefesh. So apparently the Ram points out that that's not a stira. But as opposed to Rabbi Yossi, that would be a stira. So Gemara says, Amra, you're right. In Rabbi Yossi does not, he does consider the fact that you're not laundering, that's suffering is considered something as inui nefesh. Kvisa alima l'Rabbi Yossi. However, not laundering is greater than not bathing according to Rabbi Yossi. To Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Hai erbuvsa deresha masa lide avira. This uncleanliness of the head, the filth which is coming from not combing one's hair and brushing your hair, and that is going to be leading to someone becoming blind, apparently. So we see that a person has to take care of your eyes, maybe because your eyes are going to get stuck in your hair and they're going to be dirty and then it'll lead to things coming into your eyes. However, clothing, wearing very dirty clothing, that leads to be shiamum. Shiamum is like probably something along the lines of Alzheimer's or dementia, something like that. And the Gemara says, "Ibrusa de gufa, an uncleanness of the body, maisele de shichne vechichve, that leads to boils on your body and different sores all over your bodies. They have major skin issues. So then we see that these are considered a greater affliction than not taking a bath, because that's a greater tsar, and that's why he considers that to be a major tsar. However, the case of when it comes to the case of not bathing, that's not as big of a tsar. Shalchul Talmud, just finish off with this one more thing. They send from their territory to Israel. Hizara b'Abruvia, to be careful not to be unclean. Hizara b'Chabura, always study with Talmidei Chachamim. That will sharpen your mind to learn with other Talmidei Chachamim. Hizara b'Bnei Inayim, to be careful to take care of the sons of the poor people. Always try to teach them, bring them into the cheders, scholarship, right? Make sure everybody can afford Yeshua education should be for everybody. Shemayim Teitzei Torah, because for them it's going to be Torah. If you're successful with them, a lot of times, you know, they come in very poor, a lot of people are very poor people, they end up being, they're so humble, and humility is a critical factor in a Kabbalah Satayra, and being someone who the Torah is Yotzei Mehem, and that's why a lot of times the poor people, they're very successful. Shenemar Yizal Mayim Midalav, the pasuk says, water shall flow Midalav, from his wells, which we have additional implementation, Midalav, literally, Dal, someone who's poor. So if someone is poor, the Torah comes out. Shemem Teitzei Torah. The Torah is going to go through those people, the people who are poor. And now, we'll stop over here. We already went pretty far into this stuff. It was a short amount. Okay, Shadrach Shmaya on Shabbat is still going to pick up. And then we're going to go right through with the recordings of Mirtz Hashem on Pei Beis.